Welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we're going to talk about a very important issue that we see increasingly in the world and even in the church, and that is deception. The Bible speaks extensively about how deception will grow in the last days. It warns us to stay alert, guard our hearts, and stand firm in the truth of God's word. In a world where what is good is called evil and what is evil is called good, it is easy to become confused. But as followers of Jesus, we are called to walk in the light, to seek the truth, and to live by the wisdom of God. Now, what is the problem of deception? Well, we find here in Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 and 18. In these verses, God's people were questioning the benefits of serving God. They said, "It is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances?" They looked around and saw the proud and wicked prospering, and they began to doubt the value of following God. Does this sound familiar? How many times do we look around today and wonder why the righteous seem to suffer while the wicked succeed? This is a lie of deception that makes us question God's justice and his plan. But notice in verse number 16, it says this: "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them." When we speak truth to each other and meditate on his name, we align ourselves with God's truth, not the lies of this world, or that the lies that the world tells us. We also find here in Job chapter 21, verses 14 and 15, Job's friends accused him of being punished by God because of his sin. But Job responded, "They say to God, 'Depart from us, for we do not desire the knowledge of your ways.'" This is the attitude of many in the world today. People reject God and question the benefits of following him. The deception is that serving God is seen as meaningless, that we would gain nothing by obeying him. But in reality, there is no greater peace and reward than walking in the ways of the Lord. And we also find here in Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 through 23, where it talks about woe to those who call evil good and good evil. In this passage, we see a culture of deception where moral lines are blurred. When people call sin righteousness and righteousness sin, we live in a world where this is happening right now. The world promotes values and behaviors that are contrary to God's word. But we as believers are called to discern the truth and stand firm against the tides of falsehood. What is the root of deception? What's the root of deception? Well, you can find that in Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 28, where it talks about in this passage, we see how the rejection of God leads to a mind that is darkened. They exchange the truth of God for the lie, according to Romans 1:25. When people choose not to acknowledge God, they are giving over to foolish thinking and sinful desires. We see this every day, everywhere today, where people are turning away from the truth and living in the ways that are far from God's design. The root of deception is ultimately a rejection of the truth of who God is and what he has said. We find in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, where Paul warns that in the last days some will depart from the truth, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Deception is not just an intellectual issue, it is a spiritual battle. The enemy of our souls seeks to lead us away from God by introducing false teachings and deceptive doctrines. These false teachings often sound good, but they lead to destruction. We must be vigilant and discerning, holding fast to the truth of God's words. Now, what are the consequences of deception? We find in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul actually describes the dangerous times of the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Sadly, this is the reflection of the culture we live in today. But we are told to turn away from such people. Deception will cause many to fall away from the truth, seeking after selfish desires rather than the will of God. We also find in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, it talks about how for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers. Deception will cause people to seek out teachers who will tell them what they want to hear rather than the truth. We must guard ourselves against this tendency and remain grounded in the Word of God, no matter how difficult or unpopular it may be. So, what is the remedy for deception? We found out what was the consequences of deception, what is the root of deception, and we also found out what was the problem of deception. But now we're going to find out what is the remedy for deception. We find this in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 7 through 13. In Nehemiah's times, the people of Israel were renewed by the word of God. When they heard the law, they wept because they realized how far they had strayed from God. But the Levites encouraged them, "Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." They help the people to understand the word. Today we need to immerse ourselves in the scriptures to meditate on God's truth and to be in community with others who will help us understand and apply his word. You find in Hosea chapter 4 verses 6 to 7, it says that God said, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." This is a serious warning. When we reject God's knowledge, we leave ourselves open to deception. We must seek his wisdom through the scriptures, prayer, and the Holy Spirit. We find in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 3 and 4 and 13 to 15, Paul warns that Satan himself transforms into an angel of light, and his ministers pretend to be ministers of righteousness. We must be careful not to be deceived by appearances. We must test everything by the word of God, ensuring that what we hear aligns with his truth. Now, how are we going to guard ourselves against deception? I'm going to give you 4 points that will help you guard against deception. Point number one, remain grounded in God's word. Study the Bible regularly, meditate on it, and seek to understand it with the help of the Holy Spirit. God's word is the ultimate truth that will protect us from deception. Number two, pray for discernment. Ask God to give you wisdom to recognize lies and have the courage to stand firm in his truth. When you encounter teachings or ideas that don't line up with scripture, take the time to pray and seek for guidance. Number three, stay in community. Surround yourself with fellow believers who will encourage you, hold you accountable, and help you stay on the path of truth, just as the people in Malachi 3:16 spoke to one another. We too need to talk with one another about the things of God. Number four, walk in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, according to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7. When we honor God and seek to live according to his ways, he will guide us and protect us from deception. Deception is rampant in our world today, but as followers of Jesus, we are called to stand firm in the truth. We must recognize the lies that are being spread and seek the wisdom of God to navigate through the confusion. Remember that God has given us his word to guide us, the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, and the body of believers to help us along the way. Let us remain vigilant, discerning, and faithful, knowing the joy of the Lord is our